One and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. Now, who is this talking about? Or what is this talking about? That's from the Psalms. That's from the psalm that Pauline read for us. The sheep? No. No, what it's talking about, in the first sense, the first literal sense, is that it's talking about Zion. And do you know what Zion is? Zion is Jerusalem. Zion, really what it's talking about, is the people of God. It's talking about where God dwells on his holy mountain, Mount Zion, the place where God lives. Well, where does God live? Well, God is the Father is God, the two are the same. But where is it that God lives? God lives here. Here, in the tabernacle. That's where God lives. God lives in the tabernacle, which is here at Mass. And so, because of that, when it talks about Zion, anytime you hear that spoken in the Scriptures, when you read it in your own personal Bible reading time, when you hear it in Mass, whenever, or in the songs we sing, Zion is here in the tabernacle. Furthermore, where does God live best? The greatest place where he lives is in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's why she is called the tabernacle of God. That's why she's called the treasury of gold, the house of gold, because that which is most precious in all of creation lives within her. And so because of that, dear sisters and brother, what our Lord is asking us to do today is to sing the glories of Mary during this month of Mary. During this time in anticipation of the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, to recall her, to see that, yeah, many people, as it says here in the psalm, I can talk about Egypt and Babylon among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, of Tyre, of Ethiopia, that this man was born there in these places because they're citizens of these nations, citizens of these people. But it goes on to say, and of Zion they shall say, one and all. All are born in her. That means if you are to be a part of the people of God, if you're to be ones who dwell with God, if you're ones who are called to be the elect, as it says in our second reading, where was it in Antioch, they were first called Christians. If anybody is to be a Christian or to be a Catholic, they must be born in, again in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is why we sing her praises. If you're not truly devoted to Our Lady, how could you ever be truly devoted to Christ? Impossible. Like we spoke about last night with the Chavises, when Christ came into the world, he entered into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and came into us so that we could see him. And if we who are seen here in this world wish to go back to heaven, then the same way we must take into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and to be born and nurtured and cared for within her, just as Jesus was, so that we in turn might be prepared to return to the Father. That's what our Lord speaks of. If we are to be Christians, as they first called them in Antioch so many centuries ago, which is recorded in the book of Acts that we read today, then we must first be born in her, each one of us, and all of us together, without which we could never attain salvation. Pray for that grace to really be devoted to Our Lady today and to be her son and her daughters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.